As we come to our final body prayer, we begin by breathing in the Aramaic word melit, full, complete. And we breathe out the word taibuta, ripeness, a sense of being blessedly in this moment. These are the words with which the angel greets Mary as she gives her the news that she's about to give birth. We breathe in melit and we breathe out taibuta. Breathing in melit, breathing out taibuta. We affirm that in every moment of our lives, we're becoming more and more ready to fulfill our purpose in life. This purpose unfolds before us. It's not a fixed idea or ideal. It's more the inner sense of being in tune and in time with the cosmos. What is our purpose in life? It's not something we can really, if ever, completely put into words. More, it's the feeling that we're growing in the garden of life as a ripe plant, always evolving, always changing. As we breathe in melit and we breathe out taibuta, we feel the breath of Alaha, the breath that Jesus calls Rucha de Kudsha, the sacred breath, pass over through our skin, in and out of our lungs. If we're able to be in nature as we do this, we can feel our breath touched by the wind and the sun, or by the moon and the stars and the stillness of night. All of these beings who are traveling ahead of us have their own sense of rightness and ripeness in the caravan of life. Through their own rightness, their own rhythm, these beings remind us of our own potential to meet the needs of this moment with the resources we already find and have within us. These resources which, like the birth of the child within Mary, we can begin to feel, but can scarcely dare to imagine. Amen.